Doc Thompson on Talk Radio 1270. Oh, some happenings and going on, some shenanigans at the Capitol in Lansing today. Yeah,
today.
Well, always, yeah. But today in particular, there was even some pepper spraying going on.
Ooh, who got pepper sprayed?
The way I understand it, a bunch of the people that were protesting the new right to work law.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So
that's awesome.
Dude, people got pepper sprayed.
I know. That's
what got arrested.
That is what is so awesome.
5:05, we're going to dive into this whole right to work thing, and I'll give you the details about what happened. Talk Radio 1270. Right now, joining me is Joe Connors and Mike Duncan, authors of The New Founders. How you guys doing?
Good, Doc. How are you?
Doing well. What is The New Founders? Tell me about your book.
All right. Well, The New Founders brings back George Washington and the Founding Fathers to America today. Mike and I put together a book. We started about a year ago, and we made it as timely, entertaining, funny as you could. And what happened is Washington comes back, and he brings with him, he meets the other founding fathers like Jefferson, Madison, and Adams, and they tackle today's problems using the constitutional principles, their words, their ideas. It's a fictional book, obviously, but it has a ton of history in it, a lot of politics, and a lot of fun. It's entertaining and exciting, emotional, and that sort of stuff.
I got to tell you, once again, I have done it. I've invented something that already exists. Guys, you have no idea. I come up with ideas for books and products and inventions, and I'm like, hey, guys, this is, and they're like, yeah, it's already done. They already did that. And so when I saw your guys' book, I was like, I had that idea like a year. I love the concept, guys. I'm serious. I just love the idea. If you're passionate about history, and obviously you guys are, like me, especially, you know, the Revolution and those guys you mentioned, Madison and Jefferson, I would love to be able to bring them forward just to say, look what you created. Look what you did.
Yeah, Doc, that's what's so good about this one. We really came up with a pretty novel idea. You know, Washington coming back to life, meeting up with a bunch of guys who pretty much are the embodiment of the Founding Fathers. And when everybody realizes that this is, in fact, George Washington, not a ghost, they take him for a makeover. They give him a haircut. They take him to the dentist. They give him new clothes and all, and they unleash him on society. And what you see through the book, as Joe said, it's a lot of fun. You see a guy who shows up, you know, speaking the Queen's English and an 18th century man, but as the book evolves, this guy, you know, Mr. Washington himself gets a taste of 21st century, you know, technology and all of that. So the beginning of the book, he's speaking the Queen's English. By mid-book, he's addicted to his iPad. He's becoming a fast food junkie, debating, you know, whether McDonald's is the better burger or Burger King.
Are the characters, does it show that they... It wasn't just timing for them. They also were special people that they actually had some pretty solid gifts to. Does that show through?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we went back. We did a lot of research, and this is Joe talking about the characters. By the way, we're www.thenewfounders.net is our website.
Okay.
And Dick Morris did the foreword to the book, and Dave Bossy did a piece for it, and we had a lot of good.
It sounds good, anyways, though. Even though you had Dick Morris in the front, it sounds.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll tell you, Dick did great. I give him all the credit in the world for what he did for us. But yeah, I mean, we realized that the founders themselves they had their principles. And. And that's a huge difference between what we're seeing in today's political society. These guys had their real ideas. They stuck to them. And in our book, the founders fought with each other. I mean, we have a Hamilton character who pretty much everyone hated, but Washington trusted him. We have a Madison who's a little bit squirrely on the outside, but is intellectually a giant and is able to get his views across. We have a kind of a pompous... John Adams, who was a radio talk show host of all things, and a Thomas Jefferson character, who is a small radio talk show host also from the South and did some work, I think, somewhere, Doc, where you might have been, down in Charlottesville. So and make it very interesting.
Yeah, that's Tom Jefferson's home, and I used to work an hour east of there in Richmond. Yeah, so we certainly covered that or whatever, and I know plenty of people in Charlottesville and Albemarle County out in that area and Goochland County.
A lot of it is set in that area.
That's pretty funny because yeah, if I thought, you know, for my profession, who, from what we know of them, would be good talk show hosts, it would probably be John Adams or maybe even Patrick Henry, because he was, he was a little fiery there. He was a great orator. He was a fiery guy, you know.
Yeah. He was a flamethrower. Mm-hmm. Maybe he'll be in the next book. He didn't make it in this one, but he was an interesting character. You could write a whole book based on him.
You know, it's funny though when you think about Jefferson, and I would say Franklin. A lot of these guys were inventors on some level. Even, you know, Washington. You don't think about him as being one, but he was. I mean, you know, from certain types of crops and distillation and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
But from the inventors, and they loved knowledge. You know, Tom Jefferson started his library, and eventually University of Virginia, to be able to have access to the internet, where you could look up anything that you want, even stuff you don't want. Can you imagine them sitting down and just looking for stuff? That would be incredible.
Well, they would probably waste a lot of time on Facebook. That's what I think. But that was the best part about the book, and Dick Morris wrote it in his foreword, is that, you know, back then there was no TV or radio. They wrote every idea they had down. So there was plenty of material for us to pick and choose from as, you know, kind of our research for the book. And, you know, as Dick said, you know, how did we know what Washington would say, how we would know what Franklin would say? You know, we just asked them. We went right into their writings and viewed it. And what we did was we took their writings in the 1700s and put a modern-day spin on them for today.
So, you guys, this is very historically accurate as far as, you know, their opinions and ideas about this stuff. You just put them in a new setting.
Well, yeah, what's interesting is we have a person who did email us pretty much saying that he was a history teacher down in Virginia who almost models himself after the Madison character in the book. And he thought we were factually right on target to the point where he was going to share it with a lot of his history professor colleagues.
That's really cool. That's got to feel good for you guys.
Yeah, it was amazing. The Madison character taught in the high school in the book that we had done some research on Virginia. And it turns out this guy taught at the same high school, taught at JMU, and was a constitutional scholar. It was very cool. And so, you know, we really got a kick out of it. And you brought up the internet before. There's a scene in the book where the Washington character has his iPad out, and, you know, he's reading the New York Post. And in the Post, and we found this real article as we were writing the book. It said, you know, the Republicans, what do they think? Some the founders are going to come down from heaven and appear and become the president. And Washington in the book is reading this. And he's like, check this out, guys. And they're looking at him, and they're like, oh, is that where you're from? Because he was a taskmaster. He was rough. He was mean. He wanted things done his way. And that's what an 18th century guy, you know, was a little bit different from a 21st century guy. I think we're a little bit softer these days.
Yeah, just a little bit softer. I mean, let's face it. When Washington died, it was because they bled him like 6 times in 12 hours or something, yeah. Right? I mean, that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah, he's like Rasputin, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's funny though. We think about, like I said, I've dreamed about this forever. How cool it would be to walk them through and, you know, and just look out over a city or, you know, anything we've done. And I mentioned the internet and the computer, but you could take something as simple as a pen, a modern pen, and hand it to them and say, look at this. You don't have to dip it. And just the casing. What is this material? Plastic? Yeah. What is that?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, there are points in the book. I mean, of course, you know, he's looking at the women's dress of the day, and he can't believe it.
I imagine a lot of them would be fascinated by that and spend a little time.
But I mean, we even have one sign where he's you know, he's walking across the street, and he's pretty much studying a manhole cover.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he asks, you know, what is this for? And then he's pretty much asking where it all gets pumped to, and of course one of the characters says Washington, which was probably factually accurate. So.
He said I was afraid of that, having learned what happened in our country over the last 7 years. The other part of it is the book is really, it's uplifting, and it's even got called inspirational on some of our reviews, because you know, we're not just you know, saying the U.S. needs to be fixed. Washington is so proud, and he marvels at our country. Like, he's in Philadelphia, which, you know, I'm a Giant fan, so I'm not in love with Philadelphia, but it's a pretty cool place. And, you know, so he's looking around at the skyscrapers. He's looking around at the women. He's looking around at blacks and whites together. And he's saying, what kind of freaking country? This is an amazing place. But one of the most poignant parts in the book is when they have to break news to him that abolishing the slave trade didn't end slavery, and a war had to be fought where over 500,000 Americans died. And he has a moral crisis early in the book and wants to know who the president was who dealt with it. And there's a poignant scene with him at the Lincoln Memorial reading the second inaugural and the Gettysburg Address, and talking about how Lincoln may in some ways have been more of a founder than he was, because the founders did really kind of push the slavery issue 20 years into the future.
Sure, they kicked it
for another guy.
Yeah.
Which sounds a lot similar. It's very similar to what's going on now with the debt and everything.
Yeah, exactly. It's always kind of out there, too. Talking with Joe Connors and Mike Duncan, the book is, authors of the book, The New Founders. I love the concept, like I said. I love the premise of bringing them forward. What were the writings like of the founding fathers, those that lived a sizable amount of time after the Revolution, that actually saw some of America's evolutions over, you know, a sizable amount of time, 20, 30 years? What were their thoughts at that point? They saw a lot of America start evolving.
Yeah. Do you want to take it, Mike?
No, sure. I mean, the thing about the founding fathers and, you know, what made them great is, of course, they were individuals, they were brilliant, they were, you know, to a point, ordinary people too, but they were brilliant, and they had their own ideas and egos, and they kind of came together because they knew they were doing something pretty special. And so once, you know, Revolutionary War was over and a new country was formed, and they got to take a look, and, you know, it's interesting how they knew they were doing something special. They saw it conceived. They saw it come about and all. But it's funny because they didn't, you know, their squabbles, their internal squabbles, you know, as Joe said, they didn't like each other. And that continued onward. I mean, you know, Adams became the president after Washington, and there were political battles between him and Jefferson.
That was a big bloody battle. What was it, 18 war, the election of 1800. 1800, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, a lot of people think that Hamilton sabotaged Adams during that election to get Jefferson elected, yet Hamilton and Jefferson didn't really get along. So it's funny how, you know, okay, we got the country, it's done, it's onward, but they were still politicians at heart, I guess.
They were.
Hey, let's face it. Alexander Hamilton was a pretty big dirtbag. I mean, he did some good stuff, but Alexander Hamilton, he was pretty rough.
A lot of people think he might be a Democrat today.
Well, you know what's funny about it? This is the thing that amazes me so much about that. Here it is, people who went through the Revolution, who understand what, you know, monarchs were like and, you know, dictators. They understood this. They said, we want to give people right to vote and have a voice in their government. They do all this. And within, I think, 10 years of the Constitution's being ratified, They implement the Alien and Sedition Acts.
Yep. Right.
You can't speak out against the government. I mean.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. I mean, that is crazy when you look at it. And that's one of the things about the book, is that the things that we're facing now are not that different from what these guys faced. And they created a blueprint, and it's called the United States Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, the Federalist Papers. That really describes how we can get out of these issues and fix them. I mean, they talked at length about debt, about deficits, about taxation, about borders, about aliens, about war, about keeping your country strong to avoid war. I mean, these things were not invented in when Barack Obama became president. We've been dealing with these issues forever, but we're moving so far away from the solutions. They wouldn't, and that's the point of the book. In some ways, Washington can't believe he's in the same country, but at the same time, he is so proud of this country and what it became. So, you know, he gets lonely in the book at the end too, because he's in an alien world, and it kind of gets a little sad for him. So, hopefully people will pick it up. It's, like I said, www.thenewfounders.net. If they want to find it there, you can go on Amazon or Barnes & Noble from there. But we have all sorts of stuff on there. We had some other appearances on Fox and that kind of thing.
Yeah, what do you guys have coming up next? What's your next project?
Well, you know, we did get a call from a friend of yours who does an internet TV show. We haven't had that book completely yet, but we're hoping that happens soon. We're actually doing a Tea Party TV thing tonight in New Jersey, where we both live, and we're hoping that Tom Maher down in Baltimore gets us on his radio show soon. We also have some hope of doing some other shows. You know, it's hard to give names because they haven't been booked yet, but we're getting there. You know, we got some traction. We did Fox and Friends and Dennis Miller's show, and it's been fun. You know, neither of us are writers. We weren't born writers. We both work in the financial service industry, and you know, so we're not. This is not our background, but it's something that we felt very strongly about, and thought we could help out.
So that TV show, that's not out of Texas, is it?
It happens to be. Yes.
It's our buddy Glenn Beck. You guys need to do something with him. That's pretty cool. That's,
yeah, that would be great if Glenn would have us on. They contacted us last week, and we're hoping that that we're able to get down to Texas.
I don't know if you know it or not, but he's a fan of history. I don't know if you know that.
You know that very much.
Yeah. Yes.
Here, let me help you out. If you end up going there, take cookies. take cookies. That's going to be a big help. That's a good one for you.
I'll give my wife a call.
All right, very good. All right, guys, good luck with the book. It's really great idea, and you don't have to pay me any royalties for actually coming up with the idea. I'll let you just run with that. Joe Cotters and
our publisher now.
Okay, Joe Cotters and Mike Duncan, the authors of The New Founders. And what's that website again?
It's www.thenewfounders.net. Thenewfounders.net.
All right, guys, we'll put a link to it. Good. Have a good day. All right.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Doc.
Yeah, we'll get to some calls coming up on the update we have about Bob Costas. Yeah, Bob Costas finally
again.
He went on a news program, a hard-hitting news program last night.
Really?
It was hard-hitting. Somebody asked him tough questions.
What news program?
Let me see here. What network? It was MSNBC.
There it is.
Doc Thompson.